What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences. Before we get started, I wanted to do an audience appreciation segment here. We
Thank
started
you.
This podcast on a whim. We've really taken
really
it.
Did.
We really started it on a whim, and now
what
it's,
if we did this? Hee hee.
It's really cool to see the community. We have the TikTok that's going viral. We have the Instagram account. We have the audio listeners. We have the YouTube community. We love all of you. We read all the comments. I read most of them. You guys are great, super nice. We really appreciate you, and just wanted to say thanks for being.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Many thanks. Also, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't care about your Instagram number at this point.
Yeah.
I love just dropping bombs. I get people talking.
There you
like,
go.
What? It's a flaw in my personality that I'm not obsessed with Taylor Swift.
Kind of.
And speaking of.
Oh, speaking of personalities, good segue. Today we're doing personality tests, personality types.
Diagnosis.
Is it Enneagram or Anagram?
Anagram is like where you mix the letters up. I think it's Enneagram.
Enneagram.
Oh, that is right.
And Anagram is like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It sounds like I'm doing like a surgery.
Yeah.
You got the Anagram today?
I'm going in from an annual Enneagram.
It's like
mammogram.
Yeah. I can't eat anything for 8 hours before
But the Enneagram is different from the Myers-Briggs, right? Which we're not doing on that.
No,
we
don't think so.
We're going to talk about
the Myers-Briggs. Because it takes like 40 minutes to do the
And they also, the questions on the Myers-Briggs are like.
Insane.
They're just so deep.
And Myers-Briggs are like the ENFJ.
Yes.
Yeah.
ANLP.
There are different personality types for different types of personality tests. We are going to be discussing a few different ones today. The Myers-Briggs one that Matt just mentioned is this. Basically, you take a test called the Myers-Briggs test, and then it assigns you a four-letter category of what your personality type is. I think there's 16 different Myers-Briggs personality types. And based on how you answer these questions, you'll be assigned it, and then you can read about your personality type. Some things you can improve on, some things you're naturally good at, things you're, other types of people you're compatible with.
Well, we can also see like once we figure it out, like how we all interact with one another.
Yes. Yeah. So, and then there's also the Enneagram test, which I'm not as familiar with. I haven't taken that.
It says that, you take it and discover which of the 16 personality types you are with in-depth profiles.
Yeah.
It says, love it. Instant results, scarily accurate.
I did literally see like a TikTok last night that was like, here's why the Myers-Briggs is total bullshit and absolutely worthless. And like, because a lot of companies will use this in their hiring practice.
What?
Where they will, like, if they're building a team, they will use the Myers-Briggs types and like build teams and hire people based on their Myers-Briggs personality type.
That's why I think it's fun to do with other people, because I feel like when you take it, like you want to believe that you do some things that way, but then like you actually don't.
Sorry.
And like we can be like, nope.
So when we're taking this as a group, whose answers are we putting in?
We're going to each do it, but we'll read the questions
out loud.
Aaron put the
Matt doesn't really read the group chats that we have where we discuss.
Y'all talk. Will talk during a time where like I'm super busy,
fine. That's why I stopped sending the like day sheets. I just keep them to myself now because it'd be like bring in five facts, and Matt's like we're supposed to bring in facts. And I'm like, okay, no one's fucking reading these.
I read them.
Yeah. I just did this all last night. God damn it!
But it'll be different because we'll all be discussing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What drives me a little nuts about these questions is you'll start reading them really weird because it's like...
And you're also like, what does this mean?
Do you agree that this statement is true about you? But then you start looking at it weird. You're like, no, but yes, no.
It's like, well, sometimes...
I don't agree with
that.
That's
my problem.
It can kind of like trick up your brain when you're saying it.
I think it can be helpful, too, to discuss because like some of the questions I'm always like, I don't... What does that even mean?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
And then
right.
like, you know, smart people can be like, well... Probably this.
Like, would you rather kill your mother or starve? And you're like, I don't want to do either of those.
Kill my mom.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so should we get started?
Let's do it.
So we're all going to take the test together, and we're going to discuss our answers. We're on crystalnose.com if you want to follow along. First question.
It's on a scale from disagree to agree, 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Thank you for the context. Yes. So each question will have a statement, and then... We'll either agree or disagree.
Okay.
So I am a perfectionist. I would put myself at a 2 out of 5. I'm not a perfectionist.
I also would. I am not a perfectionist.
I would. I'm putting 3.
I would also put 3.
Okay. What are you perfectionist about?
I'm a little bit of perfectionist when it comes to like interiors and like
yeah, we know
aesthetics and like keeping things like organized and clean in my own household,
in your space,
in my space of what I'm in control of. That's where my perfection comes in.
Mine's just like general, like all facets
encompassing.
It seems exhausting to be a perfectionist. Like I knew people in high school.
It's only 3.
Yeah, when you're an extreme perfectionist, yeah, you're just never happy.
Like I remember like in high school,
some content perfectionists drive me nuts, or
like the content's too perfect,
or like sometimes just some creators I know will get so stressed out over very like
minute things that no one really cares. Minute
things where I'm like, okay, I get like approaching it and like having a bit of taste and trying to get it right, but then they'll just spend so long on something that's very insignificant and hyper focusing on it.
Yeah,
like mine comes in play where like on our, we have like a conjoined, I don't know if you know this, but we have a Google spreadsheet.
Yeah, I know. I know that you like doing that.
Like, I've seen
it. Like sometimes Mike will go in and like change something, but he'll make it like mine's all undercase and he'll like capitalize something and then I have to like change it back. Oh, like I have to edit his.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I will be more.
But it's fine. I like doing it.
Interesting. But like, it is like really well done. You like put like colors in there. Yeah. I love it.
Love a spreadsheet.
I don't even know how to like make a spreadsheet. So I'm glad you guys are doing that.
Okay. Next question is, my relationships with others are what my life is all about.
I guess I'd say like 4.
4.
Yeah.
Because if that's a key part that keeps me going on my relationships with others.
I'm putting it at 3. Because I think it's half about my relationships with other people and also the relationship with me to myself.
That's a good.
That's not what the question's about.
Very good therapy answer. Narcissist. I don't know. I think it is.
The question is what my life is all about.
Yeah.
I don't agree that all my life is about a relationship with other people.
I get a lot of validation like from it.
Yeah.
Well, if I feel like if everyone likes me, I feel pretty good about myself. My biggest fear, my anxiety is that people don't like me.
But I'm not saying everybody like yourself.
I love how we're all interpreting these questions differently.
Yeah. I do like, I like being myself, but
do you like yourself?
But like, if I didn't know me, I'd hate myself.
What?
Why?
I just feel like that dude is obnoxious.
Nobody thinks that.
Thinks that.
Oh God, he's coming over?
Who, do you know who would say that is someone that you don't like? Someone that you would be like, oh God, that guy's a fucking loser.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, next question. I put work first.
Just 2.
It's hard with what we do, I feel.
Yeah, it's...
Like above what?
Yeah.
Right. Like, everything?
First would imply above everything else.
Okay, no.
No.
I'd say 3.
Yeah, I'm going on 3 on that.
What are you saying?
Probably like a 1 or 2. Like if I had to like choose work over my friends, I wouldn't. If I had to choose work over my family, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's like different than like organized with work or like that kind of stuff. Like, sure, that's a priority. But like if someone was like, you have to choose your friend dies or work dies.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I'm thinking it so differently.
Yeah. Like in a scheduling,
like
I can't get lunch with you today. I have to film a podcast.
We have like, I'm going to Hawaii tomorrow. Come, but we have this podcast. I would come to this podcast. Like, I wouldn't be like, I can't just drop it.
Talk to us and say, like, I really want to go to Hawaii. I'd be like, we'll find someone to fill for you. Go to Hawaii.
Yeah, but I wouldn't feel right doing that.
But I'd feel guilty that I prevented you from going to Hawaii, something that sounds like you really wanted to do.
It would just make me too anxious. I'd be like, I don't want to piss anybody off. Like,
well, I want you to know as a friend that I would never be mad at you.
Okay, thank you.
You couldn't do one episode because you wanted 7 days in Hawaii and you had to give up that whole time. Because for 3 hours here, I just want to let you know.
Thank you.
I would be mad. I'm kidding. Okay.
Aaron? I guess now I'm like, I don't know what to do because that's a good point too.
I know. That's how I interpret it.
I'd say like 2.
Yeah.
I said 2.
I think what they're trying to suss are these like...
Are you obsessed with work?
Yeah. Are you just like, I am a businessman and all I do is... And you're just like, all right.
Yeah.
Calm down, Patrick Bateman. Okay. I daydream about being in love.
With Harry Styles.
Guys, I had a dream about Eddie Munson last night. We were like flirting and it was so... Oh my God.
Do you have a
like,
big crush on him now that you had the dream?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens to me too.
Like on the show, I was like, oh!
Who's Eddie Munson?
I don't know what his name is in real life.
Oh, from Stranger Things?
Yeah. He was in my dream.
If I have a dream about a guy and we're like flirting, like I will have a crush on that person for at least a week.
Yeah. No, I have full crush mode.
Yeah.
Oh, I said four for this response.
I daydream about being in love.
Daydream about being in love.
He's
just
sitting here.
Sometimes I love.
Do you not love your feelings?
Yes. No. Wait. About being in love with my. Yeah.
You daydream. You just sit there and go.
Yeah,
you probably fantasize your life together.
I love fantasizing our life together as a way to coast myself to sleep. Like, aww, you know, sometimes when you're going to bed, that's when like your brain sometimes like, let's replay all the cringy things you do. I sometimes love to think about like, you have to like just enjoy how good your life is and like how good it's gonna be, and just be like, ugh, this is the best.
That's really
coasts
sweet.
Me into sleep so much better than like.
I'm going a one on this.
Daydream about being in love.
I don't think I've ever done that before. Just.
I mean, I think about like how much I love my partner, but not like daydreaming. I'm not sitting here being like, oh, TJ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Drawing hearts in the byline. Yeah.
I don't know. I like a three.
Yeah, I'm going a one on that.
I'm
going
to say four because a lot of the times, like, especially growing up, I would like think about like Clay Aiken and like our lives together. Dead serious.
But that's when
you're like, a little bit of like a.
I'm like a. Like, I'll think about, like, Harry Styles, like, what our life could be. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, and it's like, of course, Nolan, but, like, I he's there. I'm not daydreaming.
But I'm saying, I don't know, I feel like the Harry Styles thing would be, I don't know. I feel like he would be a tough guy to be in a relationship with.
I mean, yeah, in real life.
Oh, I can never be in a, I'd, like, bang him. And then be like, okay.
Yeah, have a nice but time. Like he's always on tour.
Yeah, he's always.
Well, I was gonna say the F word, but then I was like, that's too vulgar.
Yeah, just like bang.
That's disrespectful.
I have a hard time showing emotions.
No one.
Wait, yeah, I hate these questions. So wait, I disagree or you agree with that?
You think you're getting into Yale and you're having trouble with the Enneagram?
Shut up.
Okay, so I have a hard time showing emotions. I'm gonna put a one because I have an easy time showing my emotions.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm saying four.
Yeah, you're very anti-conflict oriented. Where you'll just
and I feel guilty when I'm like sad for some reason.
Guilty when you're
sad. I don't want to like show people that I'm sad.
Oh, I'm like, watch me cry, bitch.
Yeah. I wish I was like that.
Is that what you say?
No, but
TJ,
like, I don't care.
Can you come in here? Watch me cry, bitch.
No, but I always cry. Happy, sad, stressed, whatever.
She's a Cancer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going a one on that. Okay, next question. Fear of being taken advantage of keeps me from being more trusting.
I really kind of, like, sometimes agree with this. Okay. I'm very skeptical of people's motives in, like, life. Though I love new people and I love keeping like people around who I believe are like loyal and true that I do trust, but like I'm always like not sure of. I find myself always being skeptical of people.
Okay. That's so interesting.
And what they really want from me.
I'm like probably like a one or two.
Yes.
Just because I don't like hold myself to that same regard. I'm like, what could they do to take advantage of
me? Right. Yeah, I don't think
I'm the opposite
like that.
Where I implicitly trust people more than I probably should. And it's like trust is something that you start with, and it's something that you can break. It's not something you need to earn. Like, I'm optimistic that most people are not out to take advantage of me, and I want to trust people because it's easier than not trusting them.
I think my imagination just gets the best of me. Like, I just see sometimes people doing things or talking about things, and I'm just like, they're doing that because they want this from this person. This is all... Like, I see it all happening before my eyes
sometimes. Can I pull the thread for a minute? Is that why you do things?
What do you mean? No.
Because you want
Are
things
you
from people.
No, I'm just trying to enjoy this time on Earth. I love talking about anything. Like,
no,
I know. I don't. No. Like, that's why I think I can always spot liars. I can't stand people who lie.
Yeah.
And once I know that someone has lied or has stolen from me, I am like, trust you.
I guess I just don't really hang out with people who would take advantage of other people for specific things. Like, I feel like I'm not like around people or noticing that.
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
Have you been stolen from?
Yeah.
Like money?
No, I mean, it's people like, you know, remember when stole all that money?
Yeah.
Like, it's shit like that where I'm like, fuck that person.
That even stuff and cover though.
But I'm always worried someone's going through my stuff in my room and is stealing money from me. Like, cause people do that stuff.
Go into your room and steal money from you?
Yes.
Like who?
Yeah. Who in your life is doing this? Who
like that one kid. I don't want to say his name, who came over. He went and used my shaver and then denied it, but he was the only one who did do it. And then I had a feeling that he was in my room and he went through my money too. So after that, I was like, I don't trust that kid. I don't want him at our house anymore.
Well, once someone gives you a reason not to trust that, that's different.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe. Sorry. I don't know.
The slander segment is over, folks. Okay. I'm just kidding. Okay, next. Next question. I must always be having new experiences.
Three. Like a three.
Yeah.
Hard one. Love a routine. Don't care for new experiences.
Oh, really?
Show me what I like. Give me the coffee that I like. I like where I live. I like my friends.
Yeah. I'm very in the middle. I don't like a lot of change.
There are these people who are like, we have to try a new restaurant every night of the week. Or like, I want to go to...
Oh, no.
I want to go to this weird town in Spain, and then we're going to go to another weird town in Italy, and... I just never want to be home, and I always want to go to a new restaurant, and let's...
That's on the, like, extreme
end. I am the opposite of that.
Yeah, I don't want to go, like, rock climbing, like, experiences, I want to go to, like, a VHS swap. Like, that's a new experience.
So
drastically different from VHS.
Is for me, but, like, new experiences, like, the VHS thing, that's new, and it's fun, and I really enjoy that, but I'm not, like, I need to go...
I mean, I love, trying new restaurants. If I see something, I'm like, oh, I want to try that. But I'm not on the extreme side.
Right.
Where like, I'm like, I need to do something every single day.
Or you're like, oh, I'm going to try pottery today. And then tomorrow, oh, we're going to take baking class. We're going to learn how to make casseroles.
I do want to try pottery.
So maybe you are a little
I've been saying this for like a year. I really want to go.
So what number are you on that?
Like a three. Because I'm not like actively seeking trying new things. But if someone's like, oh, do you want to go do this? And like, I've never done it. I'm like, hell yeah, I would love to try.
Okay.
And there's not much I would say no to. I probably wouldn't go rock climbing. That's really scary.
Yeah.
Oh, like dangerous stuff.
I would indoor, like safe one. I feel like that'd be fun.
It's really hard.
I know. I've done it.
Rock climbing?
In high school.
Inside,
Oh, it's so much fun.
It's fun.
I like going down. It's fun.
It always hurt like my wrists up, like this part of my thing.
It's quite a workout.
I saw Sam was doing it the other day, like jumping up on those things.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
I think, how many questions we have to go to? We got to kind of pick up
on it. Okay. I naturally emerge as a leader.
One.
I'm going with a five on that one.
Three.
Aaron, like,
the leader. I like
four or five.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're four or five.
Well, like if there's a plan, you're like taking charge.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Which is like, I love that.
Yeah.
Because I'm too anxious to make plans.
I like the spirit of being a leader, but I really don't want to like make the calls.
Well, the question is, do you naturally emerge as the leader? If there's a group of people who are not getting their shit together, are you the guy who's like, guys,
I think it's because I like being really organized and I don't like when people plan things and then they're not organized because then I don't go in having a clear plan and then that gives me anxiety.
And you also like to have control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like being, we're going to do this. We're going to do this.
Because then if it fails, you can't blame anybody else. You're not like, well, this person didn't fucking do their job.
Yeah.
It's like, if it fails, I'll be okay with it because I know I did my effort. Yeah. But if I like put my effort in someone else's hands, then I have no power.
True.
I almost read this for some reason.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just was reading.
You can do it.
Well, I'm just laughing because it's such a funny question for me. When other people are arguing, I leave the room.
No. I want to hear that.
It depends. Well, sometimes my neighbors are fighting and I put my ear on the... But
I think it totally depends.
No. This is if you're in the room and two people are like, well, I thought I told you to bring the thing. And you're like, listen, I don't know that you wanted me to bring it. You didn't communicate that. Well, it's not the first time you... Are you like...
Yeah, I'll stay.
I want to...
get the fuck out.
It's like, I go into flight. Just because it's like, one, it's none of my business. Two, I just can't stand... Like, because then I'll want to get involved and that's usually not going to help my case.
Yes.
And especially if it's even like politics too, which sometimes like I'll be so interested, but then I'm like... nothing is going to be accomplished.
Really, you like to de-escalate too. You'd be like, guys, we're not going to accomplish anything with this. Let's just shut it down.
I would say four.
I'm a one.
I don't know. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable, but it's like, I don't want to miss
there's tea. Yeah. But I get so uncomfortable. Like I was raised with no conflict. So now conflict like is anxiety inducing to me.
Oh, interesting.
But I guess I'll say, four.
So strongly agree.
Next question is, I strive for efficiency.
Hard five.
What does that mean?
Efficiency, like
making things efficient.
As quickly.
Like, be efficient. I think we're pretty efficient.
We strive for that. We all agree to meet at a time. Yeah. We come here, we hop in, and we do this. Like, we're not dilly-dallying.
Right. Yeah. Efficiency is like...
You're doing it the best way possible.
Yeah, you're going through something.
Work harder, work smarter, not harder.
Yes.
This episode of Good Influences is brought to you by Surfshark. If you don't know what Surfshark is, they're our favorite VPN. A VPN is a virtual private network that keeps you safe and private by covering up everything that you do online. When your device is connected to the internet, all that information is in a way blurred out or encrypted, and anyone who tries to snoop on you won't be able to see what you're doing or where you're doing it from, which is your location. Using a VPN is like wearing pants when you go outside. All the important stuff is kept private and secure. And another great thing about VPNs is that you can basically travel the world in just one click. So for example, if you live in Spain and you want to connect to a Canadian server, you can see what's on Canadian Netflix. Or if you're living in the US and you want to see what's on Hulu in Great Britain, you can just use your VPN, Surfshark, log in, change your location, and it will make it seem like you are in a different country, just one click away. Surfshark is also great for when you're traveling in case there's a site that's blocked in a country that you're visiting. You can use Surfshark to connect to any website you want, even if it's blocked in a country you're traveling in. And the same thing goes for streaming services. I know sometimes I'll go abroad and a certain streaming service won't be working, but with Surfshark VPN, I just say I'm back in the US and I'm able to watch all my favorite shows. Surfshark VPN is also important to stay safe on public Wi-Fi. So if you're ever connecting to a hotel lobby or a coffee shop in a town, you always want to make sure you're using Surfshark VPN to be protected from those public Wi-Fis, because you never know who else is on that network and they might be trying to snoop on you. So always, always use Surfshark VPN. And Surfshark has plenty of security features like Surfshark Alert, Surfshark Antivirus, and Surfshark Search. They have over 3,200 servers in 100 countries. They use military-grade encryption, so all of your data is blurred, and anyone who sees it will not be able to read anything. And they never collect your data. They have a strict no-logs policy, so no matter what, they will never have your data. Surfshark also has 24/7 support and a 30-day money-back guarantee. So get Surfshark today by going to surfshark.deals/good. That's surfshark.deals, D-E-A-L-S. /good, and enter promo code GOOD for 83% off and an extra 3 months for free. Once again, visit surfshark.deals, get Surfshark VPN, and start browsing the web faster, safer, and better. Now, back to the episode.
Yes, ma'am.
Aaron, you want to take the next question?
I have difficulty saying no.
I'm like a 3. I've gotten better in my life.
I think I have too, but... It depends what it is and who it is.
I always think about the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey, and I sometimes think, like, I should be saying yes to things more because good things will happen to me if I say yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, like, for instance, we got that text this morning from someone asking me to post something on my Instagram as a favor, and that's something I'm like, I have to say no to that because...
So your default is yes.
Yeah.
My default is no.
Ooh.
Yeah, with most things in life, my default is no, but I also... in the same way, convince myself of, like, I know what happens if I stay home and I don't do this thing. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I'll watch the movie, I'll go to sleep. But if I do go out to this event or this party or whatever, you never know what's going to happen.
Anything
you might meet
happen.
Somebody, you might have the best time, you might get a new inside joke, whatever. But my default is no. So I'm going to say a 1. I completely disagree with having a difficulty saying no.
I'm maybe like a 3.
That's what I put.
That's what I said.
Do you say no to people?
It depends.
I feel like you never say no.
Really?
So I feel like if someone's like, hey, I just landed in Alaska, could you drive and get me?
You'd be like,
really?
No.
You strike me as very accommodating.
I am, but I'm working on it. It's not good to be accommodating like that.
Okay, maybe I'm a 2 then.
Why? Because you'd be like, absolutely fucking not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're closer to a lot, or a 1.
I'm terrified of people's responses if I say no.
Like, sometimes if someone, like, there's times where I do, like, feel guilty because it's like, oh... I don't want them to be upset.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then I'm like, human. But then I'll ultimately be like, I put my feelings first.
At the end of the day, you do what you want to do.
Yeah. You should put a 2, I think.
Okay.
Okay. See, that's what I need. Like, I don't put my feelings first a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just don't want them to be mad.
Yeah. Like, if someone's like, oh, come out tonight. And it's something like when we would go all the time and like David would try to get me to go out, I'd literally always be like, not happening.
Yeah.
But there's a beer bong from the second floor.
No, he would like literally try to heavily convince me.
Yeah.
So I was really good at doing that.
Yeah.
It's tough though sometimes when I like teeter on the fence of whether or not I want to do something.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh.
Mm-hmm. I know.
This is an interesting one. I like to stand out.
I'd say four.
I would say four for me, too.
Yeah. Oh.
I like a little bit of attention.
Maybe like a three.
I'm going for a one.
A one? Oops.
If, like, I'm in a room and everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's Mike. He's whatever. Like, I don't want to be
but
like...
You play the...
How do you want to stand out?
I have to do that because, like, I am... It's, like, naturally introverted and I have to exert a lot of effort to be that, like, outgoing guy. Sure. But I...
Yeah, like, if you wore, like, a crazy outfit and he walked in, then, never. Like, every person would go up and ask him all these questions and then it's, like, something you don't want to talk about.
Yeah. I like to stand out. Sometimes, like, I'm in Alabama, I do like to stand out sometimes with what I'm wearing because I like to razz up, like, the dudes in Alabama because all the guys in Alabama wear the exact same thing.
Yeah, like, it's I get
like,
that.
Like they, it's just they all dress like 40-year-old like men. It's very like strange, yeah. And wow. So sometimes I like to just like spice up with what I'm wearing, just for them to be like, "He's pulling that off.
What's he doing?
How's he doing that?"
Yeah, just, my hair was bright red in high school. Oh, this is like not to be like this, but like no one was really dyeing their hair like that at that time, and yeah. I was like, "Everyone knows it's me." Like I just loved that.
Next one is I really enjoy feeling bittersweet.
What does that mean?
I hate the word bittersweet.
What does that mean?
Meaning even? Like it's sad, but it's good, but like, it's good.
Graduating
but it's
high school is bittersweet because you're graduating, no, but you're not
like,
going to see
I don't
your
like
friends.
That either. I get, like, pissed off. I'm like sad.
No, one. It's a one. Bye. One. Fuck bittersweet.
I spend hours alone with my hobbies. Agree. Five. Strong, five. Strong knitting. Five. Knitting, video games, reading.
But you do it alone?
Yeah.
What's... Watching movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Playing music. TVs. I guess I TV. Read a lot. But...
Reading.
Oh, okay.
Housewives, does that count? But TikTok?
Like, there's stuff like when I'm with Zane, when I'm with Zane and Todd, there's like movies or like things that I want to do that I recognize with myself I have to go away and be alone. Because also I sometimes think better when I'm alone.
Yeah,
there's less like noise in my head. I can really kind of like focus with my own imagination. So I would say
I'm like a three.
Five. Next one is I get input from others before I make a decision.
Oh,
it depends on what type of decision.
Totally.
Yeah, I
feel like
do.
I'm like a four.
I would say.
Well, it depends on what it is.
I know that's the thing.
Like if it's like work stuff, I'm normally like I do it. Like I make the decision.
Yeah.
But like.
What about personal stuff?
It depends. Like if I'm like feuding with someone, I'll probably ask for like an outside perspective.
I ask Mike for everything. I usually run it by you. Like, do you think I should do this? Do you think I should do that? Like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't have bought my car if it wasn't for you. Like telling me you can do it. You should do
you
it.
You should enjoy your life.
Yeah. Or yeah. I'd say four for me.
Okay. If you're a four, then I'll do a three.
Do you want to share this one, Aaron?
Sure. I can keep a conversation going with anyone about anything.
Matt's a five.
Matt's a five.
I'm a like five, a four,
but
I think.
It depends on who I'm talking with and where I'm going, because then sometimes I have modes where I'm like, not the time.
But, no, but I think generally you're a five. Yeah. You are the guy that can.
Yeah, you're chit-chatting. Okay. It up.
Well, I'm anyone in the other side of the.
I'm going with a two.
Really?
If like some people are just like, I don't live on the same planet as this person. I don't care to find out what I have in common with them. Like, just get me out of this. I don't want to be here. I don't need it. Like, that's just, I'm watching my life disappear before I'm 1 foot closer in the grave dealing with this person that I just don't. No, absolutely not. Zero.
The next one.
Oh my God. I like a conversation where no one agrees. No, that's annoying.
That's like it's not just that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
We're like, I hate those types of moments.
It's just exhausting watching people debate.
Yeah, it's hard for me to like stand my ground too.
I like it when everyone agrees that they're on the same page, but people have like different takes on things.
I think we're all a one or a two on this.
Yeah. If everyone agrees to like disagree, I like that kind of energy where everyone's just like, "Hey, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine," and that's the agreement.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that type of vibe. But if everyone's committing to their disagreements, I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's sorry.
I disagree. No. Okay. Next one. I keep my thoughts to myself to prevent trouble.
Trouble in River City.
What is that?
Trouble. From the Music Man.
Trouble.
I disagree. Usually, I don't know.
I keep
no,
my
you
thoughts
love mixing it up
to myself to prevent trouble.
You love being like, oh, I had this idea.
But I've been keeping it to myself.
No, you don't keep it to yourself.
Oh, no, I know. I have to like, sometimes I've been trying to like, not gossip and like reduce like talking shit, But like, I'm never like trying to find myself gossiping, but like, I'll get like, I can't stand this. Like, I'll see something like on Instagram, like someone who like I already like don't like, and they are doing something that's like really, really stupid. And I want to immediately go and tell other people, like, look how stupid this is. And then I'm like, hold on, Matt.
Right.
Do you really want to be doing this? You're not providing any value to anybody. You're just doing this to make yourself feel good, and you're being mean.
Yeah. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything.
I could.
I guess I have a hard time interpreting the, what this question is speaking about specifically. Like, if someone comes to me with information, like, I have to tell someone, even if it's just like, Carly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if that would cause trouble.
But I don't think this is like, I don't think it's this.
It's not someone telling you something.
I think it would be like if you're with somebody and they said something that you really don't agree with, but you just keep your mouth shut because you don't want to cause trouble with them or something. That's how I am interpreting.
Or if like you're wearing an ugly shirt and I don't tell you that it's ugly because that would prevent trouble.
I don't know. This is kind of hard to interpret. I keep my thoughts to myself to prevent trouble. Or like, say you're at a family gathering and everyone's talking about politics and you don't agree, you keep your mouth shut because you don't want to like cause trouble.
To stir things up.
Yeah.
Well, if they were being like really ignorant.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should just select one.
Maybe like a three.
A three, yeah.
Three will be our default. I often have to redo other people's work.
Aaron and spreadsheet.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a four on that one, too.
I'm going to get two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really do. I don't work in a field where I have to like redo things.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, but sometimes.
What?
Sometimes like if Patricia hangs like a painting and I'm like, that's how you hung it up.
Yeah, but that's.
And I go, but Patricia doesn't like follow sometimes like the rules of like things should be hung up 52 inches like off the ground. And I'm like, follow the
psychopath.
Rules of interiors. Respect.
There's but no rules. No,
that's like not.
I think
what
you should
this
respect.
Pertaining to.
But like. Also, like, rugs have to be placed a certain way under, like, beds, depending on the size of your bed.
Like, okay. It's not that they have to be. It's just, like,
that's your preference.
Yeah.
I like to follow the rules of interiors. And so, I'm being silly. I know I'm being, like, a joke, but, like, I'm
Well, imagine if you and Mike did Hoot and a Half, and he, like, wrote the description. Are you the type of person to look at the description and be like, no, it should be different?
No, not about internet things.
He didn't even know they had a description.
Stop, I do know. The thing is, I trust you guys. Like,
yeah, I know.
Like, it's just there's too many monkeys like, being like,
can
no,
you imagine
this?
Matt texting the group, hey, I noticed the description on the third episode of Good Influences has an issue. Yeah. Like,
I mean,
you
I
would
have
never...
had thoughts about like stuff like that, but I don't want to like, then that's when I keep stuff to myself because I don't want to stir trouble. I have thoughts, but I'm too scared to say them.
Was that me about our TikTok?
No, it's not about the TikToks. Well,
what is it about?
TikToks, I do think like some texts could be useful to clarify.
Then
what...
say that.
No, he did. And I've been doing that.
I am scared.
Well,
also,
he told me
on Instagram, to tell Carly.
Instagram, we shouldn't be uploading.
That makes
the...
me mad. What? Like, because I'm like very like, I think especially in the workplace, you have to have like an open communication. And like that's where you don't step around on people's toes. If it can improve the work and like make it better.
But
you know
then
what I mean?
So I feel like I have like a little bit of trauma. I would just think text clarification on because there was that one. It actually the TikTok did really well of me talking
so
about
wrong.
my friend on
yes,
the phone and
yeah.
lying. But the thing is, there was nothing going into it blindly. I have no clue what this is.
Okay.
So,
but I've added the text.
She started doing it since you told me
to tell her.
Yeah.
See, that's how just, scared I was.
But, you can't, especially input. Me, yeah. like, I'm never going to say anything mean to you.
Okay, good.
And I think
Aaron and I would be scared of.
I think that was just, even though we've now been doing this for like a while, I still was like, it was just so new and I was too scared about like throwing like.
No, that's fine.
And you also said the thing about how you don't like.
But it's also
Carly
your...
and Aaron being on the show.
Yeah. It's also your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. There was something I said about Instagram or something.
Because I know we do like the mood pictures about the theme pictures.
Yeah.
I think you should still make them 4x5s instead of the
long
because that people spend longer time with a post when it's longer
interesting
compared
feedback.
To when it's short because they think it's like
could
an
have
ad.
Said it months and ago.
You're just looking, trauma, though.
Like, looking at our post every week.
Because I choose not to, because I go, is right now the right time? I want to be like,
I feel like that's like a helpful tool.
I would be scared to say something, too, though, because I'd be like, what if I'm wrong?
Yeah. Then we'll be
that's
like,
what
I
don't
think so. Yeah.
And you just be like, oh, well, I don't really think
I have a self-confidence issue.
Be
then,
a little bit more like Mike and Aaron, guys.
Just yeah. Are we going to put all that in, though? Because people are going to be like, well, Carly's messing it up.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, I can probably take out the trauma Zane and Heath thing if you want me to, but
we'll cover
yeah,
them.
Keep no, it leave in. It in.
All right.
I'm leaving the room. There's
I
there's
often a... have to redo.
I get a lot of satisfaction from helping others achieve their goals. I think it's
what goals?
One of my favorite things in life.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But like you're.
It's like what I do.
Yeah. It's your job.
But you never say thank you.
Oh my God.
That's
here we
what
go.
The money's for.
There you go.
That's from Mad Men. Okay, that's okay. Not how Mad Men I actually are.
Thank you for what?
No, it's in the show Mad Men.
Oh.
the woman who works for Don Draper goes in to argue
Elizabeth.
With him.
Elizabeth Moss.
And she's just like, and you never say thank you. And he goes, that's what the money's for.
Well,
it's a good show.
That perfectly applies to this.
Yeah.
I don't know what to put here.
I would say 4. I just hope they say thank you.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, when you help someone achieve their dreams?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get satisfaction after like finding, like helping someone find something out or like helping somebody figure something out.
I think the success
is... Let's
Google
together.
Shut the fuck up. No, but if someone's like, I don't understand something, I'll like take it upon myself to like Google what this means and like figure it out and be like, okay, I think it means this. Like, I like to do that.
Explain Taylor Swift lyrics.
Yes.
The rhetoric
goal.
Of Taylor Swift.
A real goal.
Okay, we're like a little bit more than halfway through with these questions. I don't know if we should go faster or
yeah,
what.
Let's go faster.
Okay.
It is good to wake up to a full day of planned activities.
I bet you disagree
That's
with that.
That's a one for me.
I like a 4. I'm like a 4.
A you one? Want a
I do not want anything not a on a schedule.
Okay, but like it's like for me, my full day of activities would be like going to get Starbucks, having a few hours to watch Housewives, maybe hanging out with some friends. You know what I mean?
I would just love to have like when I see my calendar on like a Saturday is 0. Yeah. That is my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because that means I can do whatever I want.
But like during the work week, would you rather it be really slow or like have stuff to do all day?
No, I like when the work week has stuff basically before like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Because then at 2 p.m. it's also 5 p.m. in New York. So that means no more incoming stuff from them.
Yeah.
And then also like it means I have more free of an afternoon. But yes, I on like weekends when I see that Saturday, Sunday or like the day after Thanksgiving, like I see these days on my calendar where they're just empty and I'm like, beautiful.
Oh, but sometimes I look forward to like weekends where I'm like, oh, there's going to be the tailgate day where we're going to go and do this or like Nashville. Like I'm going there this weekend. I've been like looking forward to that all week. Just like a nice cold Bud Light in Nashville.
Yeah.
I'm just like that to me is just like, woo.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm going to say 3 on this.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back to this episode after a quick word from today's sponsor, Uncommon Goods. If you have not finished your holiday shopping yet, do not panic. We have a secret source for incredible original gifts, and that is Uncommon Goods. Uncommongoods.com has the absolute best gifts for everyone in your life. We're talking moms, dads, teens, in-laws, besties, your one and only. And it's not just stuff you can find anywhere. Uncommon Goods has unique and creative gifts, often handmade by independent artists and makers. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. We have purchased so many products from uncommongoods.com. They have all sorts of stuff for your kitchen, the household. If you like to drink, they have plenty of stuff for your home bar. They have plenty of stuff for the bedroom. Anything you could think of that makes a great gift, you can find it at Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. They have the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. Are you looking for a gift that you won't have to worry about getting lost in the mail? Well, Uncommon Experiences are more than just virtual classes. They're unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways, from tarot card readings, lunar astrology charting, cooking and mixology classes, crafting, gardening, and so much more. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not just the same lackluster gifts you could find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, visit uncommongoods.com/good, G-O-O-D. That's uncommongoods.com/good for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
What?
This next one is funny.
I cry.
Not enough.
Wait.
Did you skip one?
Oh, no, it just like didn't go in. I cry. Yeah.
Sometimes hell yeah. I cry, but I tote.
5 across the board.
5?
Yeah, I cry.
All the
I'm like a 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 1.
You've never cried?
No.
When was the last time
I've seen Mike cry.
Well, hold on. We're going
to... Oh, yeah, I probably know.
Aside from that, I like never, ever, ever cry. Oh. I think this might have been the first time I've ever cried from emotional anything.
Oh my God.
Like the last time I cried from sadness was probably when I fell off my bike, when I was learning to ride my bike. That was like the last time I cried.
I called Carly crying one time.
Forget why.
A lot of times.
It was like breakup stuff, but like I was so sad I needed somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, it was the...
I remember this, yeah.
It was like the blubbering cry.
Yeah.
Like I felt like a child, yeah. But like I hadn't... Thing is, I hadn't been able to talk, so I'd either cry alone, but I'm like, I have to talk to somebody, and then I would like... By putting it out there and like admitting it, like that would make me cry more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so, also
talking about something like, makes you cry more usually.
You're
yeah.
Like, yourself.
Well, I have
Do you
to
cry?
Fucking...
I've seen Carly cry.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've seen you cry. You're I like, think
Carly's like a to yourself crier. I remember the first time I saw you cry, I was like,
when was the first time you saw me cry?
Like, hard was when. I don't know if you want me to say it, but you just like came over one day and then you were talking about like something that was happening with you and your ex-boyfriend and you just started sobbing. And oh. I was like, what? Mainly because like you never talk about relationship stuff ever. And then you were also crying at the same time, which you never do. So I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, even my therapist was like, because I've cried a couple times during therapy. And she's like, you seem like you feel guilty for crying. And I do. Like, oh I God. Feel like I'm like a burden
I
crying.
The first time I went to therapy, I walked in the office. I was like, I'm Aaron.
You've cried on this podcast before.
I tear up all the time.
Wow.
Yeah. It's,
you're like right there.
I'm just like too emotional.
She cries like happy tears too, though. Yeah. It's like all around.
But like you feel it. Like I can see it right
your
now.
Threshold
in your eyes.
Is like yeah. You can just like tip yeah. right into it. I think I wish I could cry more often because I find it really cleansing too.
Yeah.
Like it feels really good after a cry. But I only cry now if it's like via movies and like art have to move me
or my wedding
yeah, oh, yeah. I cry at weddings a lot yeah that is
I true. Read a Mel Brooks quote when I was in high school and he said laughter and crying achieve the same thing but I prefer laughter because it requires less cleanup and since I read that I think that like triggered something in my brain of like don't be sad just put on an Adam Sandler movie
Suppress those like, emotions.
You know, like mine aren't like sad cries.
No, I know. You're just emotionally
I
like
cry.
Up at yeah.
My Instagram bio.
I cry a lot.
Sometimes.
I spend most of my time trying to understand things.
I am stupid.
us trying like, to figure out these questions.
No.
What does this mean though?
Yeah.
No, that's I usually am.
Yeah, you're very like you're very investigative.
You go
and
to the
know
Wikipedia
things.
Rabbit holes.
Yes,
yeah.
All every single day.
Yeah,
like I was trying to understand last night how they shot like Barbarian, and then I was really curious about Evil Dead and the adaptations, and trying to understand why did they. Yeah, I'm trying to understand things.
Yeah,
constantly,
no, that's a good question. That but it makes sense for you. For me, I don't follow that. Like,
but I'm not doing it out of a sense of like. I don't understand
yeah,
anything.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like I'm trying to make sense of things.
Yeah.
It's like,
no, that's interesting.
I don't know, maybe like a 2 for me.
That's how I feel. I don't really, well, I feel like I'm on like Reddit spirals.
Yeah,
I'm
you're like, I don't know. I think you're maybe a little a 4. Higher.
Yeah, you are.
Hard, yeah, you do like to dig into things and like figure out like, okay, can someone just tell me how this works? And you're like.
Yeah, that's
you'll,
true.
You'll like see something.
Yeah.
Like. Someone did their eyeshadow and then you'll like go on Reddit
yeah.
and figure out like, oh, how did they use it? How did they do this? How did they do
okay.
that?
You've also asked
not that that's a specific example. I'm just
yeah,
saying like,
yeah.
in general.
You've also asked the internet a lot of times for like,
oh, yeah.
for people to like, why is it this thing this
yes.
way?
Can someone just please explain why?
You even used to do it on Vine. I remember one of your
really?
First things that you were like, why aren't like, like, window shades like supposed to prevent lightning from getting in or something. You posted like a Vine asking, you know how like everyone's always like stay away from the
yeah.
window during a storm and apparently like blinds are supposed to help like prevent
it. No, that's
it.
True. Like even right now I'm like, I want to look up like do blinds help that?
Yes.
Like,
and so
yeah.
you were asking, okay. I remember you were asking like your followers on Vine, mm-hmm. maybe it was on Carly Incognito.
Yeah, maybe.
And it was like, and you were asking and I remember trying to Google it and trying to like respond on the comment and then someone answered it.
Oh,
also like
funny.
Perfect yeah. example is she just... You just got results back, but Carly can't look at them, and she doesn't want to call her doctor to just get them because she wants
look
to
them
look
first.
At them herself so that when she yeah. talks to the doctor, he can go through what everything means.
Yeah.
So I feel like
but it's
you're
like,
pretty
it's not,
high.
But the thing is with this, it's not like something I won't understand. It's like very easy to understand the results. That's why I want to see them.
But are you spending most of your time doing it?
This question's too.
We gotta go on.
Yeah, we gotta move on.
I conform.
Three. What does this mean?
Do you conform? If everyone's doing something a certain way, you're like, well, I guess I'll do it that way.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm a one.
No.
Three.
I think I'm like a two or a three.
Yeah, pretty independent.
I'm like a three.
But like my fratty side of me is like, yeah, I conform.
Yeah, I would say you're a little higher up on this.
I say three.
You like falling in line with like, well, this is in right now. That's one of your, like a phrase that I've never heard a lot of people say, where like you'll reference something like, this is in right now. And I'm like, I've never known what's in and what's not in because it doesn't matter.
Like in a way where he's already conformed.
Yes,
like,
yes,
he's wearing
yes.
a shirt. And he'll be like, oh,
New Balances are in right now.
Got it.
Yes, in a way. Yes, in a way. But I don't think I say this is in. I more say these things are out.
It implies that this is in.
But that's also like, conforming.
Yeah, yeah, because yeah. if it's out, you're like, I'm getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas like,
I'm constantly trying to
seek. Here we are 20 years later, Juicy Couture suits are back, baby.
But I'm always trying to seek out something that is not a trend, but can stand the test of time and is unique on its own.
Yeah, buy it for life.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going.
All right, sorry.
Okay. I am uninhibited.
Uninhibited.
I know. I actually struggle with this.
Uninhibited is like free. You are definitely uninhibited.
Okay.
What do you think I am?
That's a five.
I don't even know what
it means. You are like two or three. Maybe let's go with a three. You're pretty down straight laced.
Okay.
It says expressing one's feelings or thoughts unself-consciously and without restraint. Fits of uninhibited laughter.
Yeah. It's like someone who's like carefree.
Says they express their opinions and feelings openly, behave as they want to without worrying. Oh, I don't care what other people think.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's what it
am
is.
I, two?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I still don't like completely understand.
It's like, do you not give care a fuck what other what anyone people else?
Think?
Yeah. I'm like a four. Two. Like, I don't really care if someone doesn't like my shit. Like, that's your problem, not mine. If you don't like me and you don't like the way that I'm doing things.
But then I'm like, but why?
It doesn't matter.
I think I'm like a four, because sometimes...
Yeah, I'm going four.
I think I'm a four. But when you said the blacked out thing, that would be a five.
Because that's usually people say like, oh, when you drink alcohol, you become uninhibited. Like your true self comes out.
Ooh, this next one. I want people to tell me the truth, not spare my feelings.
10.
Ugh, like two.
But yeah, I'm like,
package it nicely.
Oh, no. Yeah, I want... Yeah. Take the knife, warm it up, and stab it directly into my throat.
Because when I'm telling like people like the truth, I package it nicely because I get it.
It's benefit.
Yeah, it's a love thing. It's like a love language.
All of ours benefit. I just think life is too short just to like not. I don't know. I think is I can handle the truth. I really can.
You can't handle the truth.
I feel like I'm pretty blunt with you, and you take it well. I don't really sugarcoat like.
Yes. Okay. Because
like, I don't think this caption is good, but you we can good do better.
Tone. You have I know you have good tone. I think just sometimes, I don't know. I have trauma with sometimes people being too real and it's just not nice.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's hard. Cause like the empath in me, I don't want to hurt anybody. Like if I know it'll hurt them, if I say the full truth.
In my brain, not telling them the truth is hurting them more. Cause it's like, if someone has spinach in their tooth.
Oh, I'll tell someone that.
Not that.
But that's the way I look at anything. Like if there's something that I see that they can't see and I'm seeing a truth, it's like, hey, are you like, yeah, you know what? You actually were a little too drunk last night and people are talking about it.
Oh, I would do that too. I guess it depends.
Telling the truth to spare people's feelings. What is it? I lost it.
Okay, but like I don't know. I just feel like with like relationships, like stuff like that gets tricky.
You will like sugarcoat the relationship thoughts?
It depends.
Hmm. I want to hear the truth. I like having smart people around because I want them to just, what do you think? Like, I was like, to explain to me this Taylor Swift thing. I truly don't get it. Like, don't sugarcoat it. Tell me what it is.
Yeah, but that's different.
That's just like explaining something.
I'm just using that's it
not
as saying,
like, I think your personality sometimes can be a little, you know, it's not like that.
No, finish it. I want to know.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I'm just.
But I would want to know.
Okay, we got to move on.
All right, next one. Okay. No, say it.
No, keep going.
I am very accepting and flexible. I mean, I can't touch my toes, but like, okay.
I'm very accepting and flexible.
I'm going with three.
Sure.
I'll do a three too.
I feel like I've been getting more judgmental as I get older, but
I keep my belongings in order.
Yes, strong agree.
I'm going to go with three.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 3. My keys and wallet are in a different place every single time I need them.
Get a dish right when you walk into your room.
I have 2, and they're in different parts of my room, and they're never in
the
dish.
One's an ashtray now.
I have a pretty order.
My wallet. What do you have keys for?
My house.
Oh.
It took me years
but
to master.
Do you have keys?
No, I don't have a single key.
Wait, what? How do you get into your house? Oh.
And then my car, don't have a key.
You leave the house with just a wallet and your phone?
Uh-huh.
Man, that's the dream. I like have a utopic future where like I don't need to bring anything
a
with
chip
me.
In your,
yeah, no, it's
just like an Apple Watch.
A keyless life.
That is the future.
I would do an RFID chip in my hand, no problem.
Like for a house. Mm-hmm. I've seen
that on Black Mirror.
It's all people have it in real life. In real life, you can do it. People
yeah, TikToks,
think it's just like the end
have.
Of humanity, but I seriously don't
it's just
mind.
Like, yeah, you microchip your pets.
Yeah.
You carry around a phone.
Your phone is always within arm's reach anyway.
Okay.
All right.
I put my family first. 0. No, I'm kidding.
Well, TJ's my family.
Yeah, how do you define this?
Yeah, we can.
But if my family's getting together for something and she's like, people are going to be there. Do you want to be there? I'm like, yeah, I'll be there. Like if my whole extended family is getting together and I'm not going because I just don't feel like it, that's not me, you know?
Okay, but like what if your family was having like a boring brunch one day and then like Patricia's 30th birthday was also happening.
I think I would go to Patricia's 30th birthday. I would say then.
Some people are very like family first.
Right. I am not missing my weekly brunch with my sister. No.
I'm always the one who like wants the conversation to keep going, like with my family at the, like on a call. And then they're the ones who are like, all right, we're going to go. I'm like, okay.
You can do 4. Yeah.
Money is important to my happiness. Yes.
I mean,
so
I think
it's like a 4.
Yeah, I think
that's what I put 2.
It's pretty. We live in a capitalist society. You need money.
I love money.
You need money to survive.
I can buy Prada bags.
Is that really what you think of?
No, it's just like I wouldn't be able to do the stuff that I do, like with my friends or the people that I love, if I didn't have
money.
Cold
hard cash.
There's just a freedom to it.
Yeah. Hmm. I side with the rebels over the establishment.
5.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are the rebels?
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
Like,
what's
I don't know.
The establishment?
Like, if you're, you know, there's a NBA player who's like doing something new in the NBA that's like, people are like, that's not the way we do things around here. And you're like, no, that's fucking sick that he's, you know, whatever. Just some like someone who does something against the normalcy of the way that other people do it.
Yeah, I guess 3. I'm a 3 too.
I like mental challenges. I do love doing like a crossword or Wordle.
Yeah.
Sudoku.
Yeah.
Yes.
4 or 5.
I'm like a 3.
I am loyal.
Oh, 5.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
If you're not loyal, you basically have no real ability to do anything because your trust is.
No, I get like mad when people aren't loyal.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I know.
I know.
Okay, I always try to break the tension with a
to
good
the
joke.
To the point where, like, if someone's like wronged me, and I see like a close friend like their picture or something, I'll be like, "What the fuck?"
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Is there someone whose photos I shouldn't be liking?
No. Okay. I'm just like using that as an example.
Okay.
But I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're my fucking friend.
Yeah.
But are you like actually upset with that person, or is it just like a mental thing where you're like, ugh?
Both.
I have to. Well, the thing is, I have to take
like,
a step back.
Why the fuck would they like that?
I mean, I've definitely heard you say that a bunch of times. But yeah.
I always try to break the tension with a good joke. 5.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, probably not good, but you try.
Well,
not a good joke.
I don't. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. I prefer when leaders are decisive.
Sure.
Who doesn't?
I mean, yeah.
Mr. President, what do you think? Meh, I don't really know. Love this guy. That's my man.
Unsure.
I'd say agree.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
I avoid confrontation.
Agree. I'm going to agree.
I'm going to say 4.
Oh, this is the last question, guys.
Oh, I disagree.
I don't avoid confrontation?
Yes, because if you avoid the confrontation, it will manifest at some point. I'd rather get it out of the way today. If we're going to have we are going to have a disagreement. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue something in the future, let's do the disagreement
now. Even if it's
now.
Like something so minimal.
Confrontation to me is like not a bad thing. Okay. It's like something that we can figure out and work through.
The word is just so scary.
Yeah, it's like
confrontation.
I know.
Ooh,
confront, no, thank like, you. Confront me.
Okay.
All right.
Submit.
I wonder if this will be
pay $4.99.
Oh my god, mine's right.
I got mine.
I got mine too.
I got eight.
Yeah.
Me too.
I've never gotten that ever.
I got a 9, which is what
you always
I always get.
I'm seven, the adventurer.
Okay. Well, now I can read. Oh, that's interesting.
But last night I got a 3.
Oh, you've changed your last night. You were different?
Yeah, because we did a different test.
Well, if you sign up, you can see the rest of them.
We can go to the other website, right, to look at what they mean.
Yeah, but you only get the 8. Like with this, you normally have like your
your subgenres and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's recap. Aaron and Mike are an 8. Carly is
a 9.
And Matt, you are
a 7.
A 7. Matt. Oh yeah, there's no info here.
What?
Well, I'll say, do you want to read? Because after...
Oh, yes, but... Oh,
I'm
okay.
Signing up.
Oh, that's how deep. Okay.
Should we sign up?
Okay, the adventurer.
It takes like 2 seconds.
People with type 7...
No, go to the other one.
We're going to now read a little bit about our individual types. Aaron, since you and I have the same one, we can start with that one. Yeah, type 8 is the challenger.
I thought it was the protector.
That was on the other website.
Oh, okay.
On this website, number 8 is the challenger. Eights are self-confident, strong, and assertive, powerful, protective, resourceful, straight-talking, and decisive, but can also be egocentric and domineering. Eights feel they must control their environment, especially people, sometimes becoming confrontational and intimidating. Eights typically have problems with their tempers and with allowing themselves to be vulnerable. At their best, they are self-mastered.
Won't allow themselves to be vulnerable?
They have problems with allowing themselves to be vulnerable.
Wait, why is mine so different?
I can't. Which one are you? Just 8.
It's a 2.
But what number are you? 9?
9, but I'm reading yours and it's different.
Well, I tapped on it.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I think this is pretty straightforward that we're like aggressive, assertive, dominating.
Yeah.
Leadership.
I don't disagree. I'm like fine with being vulnerable though.
Yeah. That I think so, yeah.
I wish I knew what my little pies were next to me.
Your little pies?
Yeah, because it's like
pecan,
you
apple.
Have like your main thing, but then you have like sub
stress and growth.
Well, it's yours would be I think it says at the top of that one. If you're an 8, okay. It's usually
no,
it depends.
Yeah, when you take the thing, it'll tell you what you like Got scored it. Highest on. That's why that other test is better.
Yeah.
Should we redo it?
Let's take the other test.
We're 8s, baby.
I'm interested to know what other people's types are, too.
Mine is 7. I'm the enthusiast or the adventurer. 7s are extroverted, optimistic, versatile, and spontaneous. Playful, high-spirited, and practical.
That's
they
true.
Can also misapply their many talents, becoming overextended, scattered, and undisciplined. They constantly seek new and exciting experiences, but can become distracted and exhausted by staying on the go. They typically have problems with impatience and impulsiveness. At their best, they focus their talents on worthwhile goals, becoming appreciative, joyous, and satisfied. Yeah, I would say so.
Did you read the people who are also 8s?
No.
We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, Fidel Castro, Martin Luther King.
Fidel Castro.
Saddam Hussein. John McCain, Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
Pablo Picasso, Lord. Ernest Hemingway. Oh, here we go.
But there's no way these people
Serena
took
Williams,
the test.
Aretha Franklin, Queen Latifah, Courtney Love, Jack Black, Pink.
There's no
John
way.
John Wayne, Frank Sinatra, Humphrey Bogart.
Aaron Guilfoyle, Mike Sheffer.
Clint Eastwood, Carly.
Oh, my God.
Wow, what a good company we have. Dr. Phil, Tony Soprano. Tony Soprano is an 8.
That makes sense.
Could you imagine him taking this?
I know. Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, one of mine is Queen Elizabeth II.
Do you want to read yours, Carly? Number 9?
Wait, Jason Segel. yes, type 9. 9s are accepting, trusting, and stable. They're usually creative, optimistic, and supportive, but can be also too willing to go along with others to keep the peace. They want everything to go smoothly and be without conflict, but they can also tend to be complacent, simplifying problems and minimizing anything upsetting
this
to other people.
This is literally you.
Yeah. They typically have problems with inertia and stubbornness. I'm not stubborn. At their best, indomitable? Indomitable.
I don't know.
And all embracing, they're able to bring people together and heal conflicts. Fear of loss and separation, basic desire, have inner stability of peace of mind. That's true. Yeah, that's really it.
I can read to us our compatibility with Carly.
Oh, let's hear that.
And then we can do Matt.
Oh, God.
Okay, it says 8s will bring leadership. bring leadership qualities, a take charge, we can do it mentality that others usually look up to and rely on. They are full of self-confidence and vitality and feel like a force of nature that cannot be denied. Nines generally admire these qualities in eights and often gravitate to them. Nines typically tend to live vicariously through the positive qualities of the other, and eights like to have people around who are impressed and stimulated by the eight's leadership, vitality, and brashness. Nines genuinely admire the eight's ability to make things happen and to fearlessly take on challenges. On the other hand, nines bring a sense of calm and stability that eights find soothing and necessary for their well-being. They also bring to eights a feeling of quiet pride in the eight's bravado and more assertive qualities, encouraging eights to continue in their take charge style.
This is really a good Carly and Aaron dynamic. Yeah. Just replace eight and nine with Carly and Aaron. Yeah.
Even healthy eights spend a lot of time overcoming obstacles and adversity. They are fighters trying to survive and make their mark on the world. Nines are like a safe harbor, a respite, a person with whom eights can let down their guard and relax.
Wow.
They tend, therefore, to teach each other what the other lacks. Eights bring nines self-confidence and self-assertion, while nines teach eights which battles are worth fighting for and how not to push so hard. The 8-9 couple is thus like fire and water, an active force and a receptive force that has an archetypal feeling about it. Their roles are well-defined, with each playing a parenting role towards the others. One is usually the daddy, while the other is the mom.
Hey, now we're talking.
Aaron's the daddy.
Both have powerful drives and strong willpower. Both like comfort and simplicity. Both want to create a safe retreat from the world. When these forces and their talents are harnessed together after the same goals, this pair can be a dynamic and powerful, but also comfortable and receptive at the same time.
You should just change your YouTube channel bio to
9 and 8.
Carly 8 and 9.
Yeah, people ask for like our bio.
We're 8 and 9.
It says trouble spots.
Really good.
Okay. What are you, Matt? 7?
Yes.
Okay, so this is me and Mike with Matt.
Okay.
7 is the loser of the group. It says,
both Enneagram 7s and 8s are highly self-assertive, independent, and strong-willed. Both types also resist being controlled or limited by authorities or even by internal psychological mechanisms. Once someone says do not, both 7s and 8s respond with defiance and a desire to push the limits, whatever they may be. Both types are practical, this world-oriented, not necessarily worldly or materialistic, but concerned with concrete affairs and finding happiness and fulfillment in the here and now. Neither likes to postpone their satisfactions or to settle for vague promises about the future. Both tend to overspend their budget on a bountiful lifestyle. Okay, no, they do not.
Overspend their budget.
He won't even get froyo.
Couldn't be me.
For 10 cents
couldn't
more.
Couldn't be us. No. Yeah.
We're just a flying spirit today.
We're more evolved.
Both are high energy people, often gifted with a vitality and gusto for life that is noteworthy. Is it gusto?
Gusto.
Gusto.
A 7-8 couple can get a tremendous amount done and are revitalized by staying active. They are adventuresome and willing to try new things in their relationship. They are also both extremely outspoken and do not hold themselves back from voicing their own opinions or making their needs known. 7s bring more lightness and a sense of fun and excitement, trying something new and different for the sake of keeping things fresh and stimulating.
Come on, it'll be fun. Come on, Mike.
Eights are usually surprisingly more reserved and moody than is often recognized, and they rely on the 7 to lighten the atmosphere and to make their practical affairs more fun and enjoyable. Eights also bring directness, decisiveness, and the willing to face difficult situations with determination and persistence.
Wow, this is really cool.
Okay.
Persistence?
Yeah. Persistence?
Sorry, I exited the page and I didn't even see the word because then I was trying to find Carly and Matt.
Persistence sounds like a really good word, though.
Oh, that's a good one. Carly and Matt.
Yeah. The peacemaker.
I have it pulled up. I can read it.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. So this is me and Matt.
Okay.
You're 7, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
7s and 9s are the most often seen pairings of the type because they bring a good mix of similar and opposite qualities. Fundamentally, 7s and 9s are both positive outlook types who are optimistic, upbeat, and who prefer to avoid conflicts and negatives in their lives and in their relationship. Both types are friendly, sociable, and generally happy with themselves and with their lives. Thank God it was just that.
Assertive.
Yeah. Neither is typically introspective or brooding, preferring to get on with things rather than to look backward or stew over failures and disappointments. Both are able to forgive and forget and to make the best of their limitations, whatever they might be.
Forgive and forget? No.
Couldn't it be me?
Me and Matt are like, no.
Hold vendetta and grudges for decades?
I forgive, but I don't forget.
They might be separated physically or have few financial means, but sevens and nines can make the best of these circumstances and continue to build their future together. Right, Matt? Both tend to be practical, although both can have a romantic streak and a physicality that adds spice to their relationship. Both are often funny and can even make the most out of mundane events. That's Matt for sure. Mundane events, pleasurable and pleasant. Sevens provide the stimulation, nines the audience.
Oh, wow.
On the complementary opposite side, sevens are more active and self-assertive than nines. They tend to take initiative, to make plans, to have multiple interests, and to provide the energy for the couple. Sevens are mentally quick, self-confident, curious, open to new experiences, and resilient when there are setbacks. They bring the fun, sparkle, and sense of adventure. Nines bring a sense of steadiness, support, and acceptance to the relationship. They tend to be more sympathetic and soft-hearted than sevens, as well as more relaxed and undemanding of themselves and their environment, including other people.
Yeah. Wow. It's wild how they nailed all of this down.
Yeah.
They took the complexities of human nature and like personalities. And put it down into 9 different categories.
Yeah. But it's also, when you're reading it back, it's like
self-serving.
You literally ask the question, do you find yourself asserting yourself? Yeah. And you're like, yes. And they're like, nines are assertive. It's like, I just told you I was assertive.
Also, I don't know how in-depth that one was. Like, the one I sent you guys, I feel like the questions are a little bit better.
And the other thing, though, is I wonder if, like, with the astrology thing, if you were to read one that's not necessarily about you, would you be like, oh, this is me?
Like, if I read yours, I would be like,
let's just, for exploratory purposes, let's see what number one is.
Okay.
And see if any of us follow
would identify with it.
Ones are conscientious and ethical. So none of us are this. Conscientious and ethical with a strong sense of right and wrong. They are teachers.
That's Aaron. No, I am.
That's Aaron.
Yeah, see, I think all of them apply to everybody.
Well, that's why you have, like, the wings. That's why it sucks that you don't have, like, we can't see the other parts of our.
But also there are some that are very similar. Like, I was talking to Danny about this, and I think she said, I believe it was 8 and 1, or, like, people think they're one or the other, usually, because they're super similar.
Yeah, I just think that with most personality tests, it's just like...
Big rule follower.
Yeah.
You are?
And you're like right and wrong, like black and white.
Mm-hmm.
No gray.
Sometimes gray, well, but most of the time.
Even more, the more you read this, the more it sounds like Aaron also. Well-organized, orderly, and fastidious. They try and maintain high standards, but can slip into being critical and a perfectionist.
Yeah.
They have problems with resentment and impatience.
Couldn't be more me.
Yeah, like that's more you than the
8. Pretty patient.
Were you 1 when we did this?
No, 2.
You were 2.
See, this is all over the place.
I'm very patient, but with certain things.
So what we learned is personality tests are a scam.
Truly, like the ones we read were very much.
Yeah, I think the relationships.
Like, Matt is so this of 4. Sensitive, expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed, temperamental.
Yeah.
That would be the worst one to be.
The relationships are interesting to hear about. Like the 8 and 9 and then the. Like,
yeah, because that's we're all we our all
dynamics
together.
Actually, yeah,
that they is interesting sense. To see.
Yeah,
but I think in general, a lot of personality tests are just like almost like astrology, but it is fun. I think the most fun part is taking the test because then you're like really thinking about what do I think about this?
Yeah,
you don't think about these things in your day to day life, you just sort of act on it. And then, like, the fact that you actually are a different one when you're taking it with people who can, like, give you feedback on it, you're like, huh.
That is interesting. And it also makes me wonder if my Myers-Briggs has changed. Because I was
ENFJ
5 years ago.
My best friend through college, who's still my best friend today, also an ENFJ. And I am INTJ. So it's almost the exact opposite. And in the Myers-Briggs, that is 2 pairs of attract.
Interesting.
Maybe we can do that one for a different episode.
Do you know your Myers-Briggs?
I don't remember. We did it once for a video, but I don't
watch the video. But
you don't remember at all.
But hopefully, everybody who's been watching and listening to this episode has participated in taking this test. I and comment down below to see if you're compatible with one of us.
Oh, I would love to know the Enneagram test.
I wonder
the people.
If before this, people who are really into this, because there's like a, it's like astrology for people. Like they just know,
oh, you're
it.
A real type nine.
So I wonder if they were like, Carly's this, Mike's this, Aaron's this, Matt's this. Wow. And I'm sure so right.
Mm-hmm. Or we get yelled at for taking the wrong test. You went on Chrissy's World to take the test.
Or like, he's not that, she's not that, you're actually this.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think that we're all everything.
Yeah, and we're always evolving.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? These we're personality tests don't define you.
Oh my God, like I was absolutely not an eight in high school. Like I'd be like, who's going to lead the group?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Yeah.
What made you change? You just like getting older?
I was making money in school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, but also, yeah. I don't know. I think in school, it's like a totally different setting. Like, because I have a really big fear of looking stupid, so I would never want to like lead that group astray, but also like I think just like self-confidence and then realizing that you're not stupid.
Yeah,
you just change as you get older.
Yeah. Matt, you agree?
I think so. I just remember there was one point in my life where I think I was a type six or a five.
Huh.
Not a four.
Or maybe it's destiny cards I'm thinking of, like this, the six What's of that? diamonds, you know, like there's like destiny cards where it's like like each day of your birthday you have like a card like in the deck of cards that corresponds to you. It's a bit like astrology. I remember that one. I can't remember, like I was like a six of diamonds or something. But fascinating.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was really, really fun.
Thanks for listening and watching.
Yeah, if you while you're at it, comment, leave a review, we always do appreciate it. And yeah, hopefully you're having a wonderful, wonderful time.
Week.
Wait, is this after or before Thanksgiving?
Before.
Oh, before.
If you looked on the Google spreadsheet.
Well, Matt is a type zero, very disorganized.
Type zero. I'm a type zero. I don't have any personality traits.
I'm a little anxious right now.
It's okay. Why? We can go.
My Twitter account.
Are people's?
Okay. Let's.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Follow us everywhere. We'll see you next week.
Bye.